1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Monday the 7th of November. It's National Hug a Bear Day. Happy birthday, Lord David Guetta, Tony Tempa and Rio Ferdinand. The Sinn Féin Ardèche took place this weekend as the party once again came out as the most popular political party in the Sunday Independent Ireland Thinks poll at 34 points ahead of nearest rivals Fine Gael at 21 points and Fianna Fáil at 17. The party took 22.3% of first preference votes in the last general election, and speaking in the closing address of the annual party gathering, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald spoke on housing, the cost of living crisis, emigration of young people and Irish unity, and she urged the government to establish a citizens' assembly to plan for constitutional reunification.
The time to plan for peaceful, democratic, constitutional change is now. The days of treading water are over. The Irish government must immediately establish a citizens' assembly on unity. And if this government refuses to hear tomorrow coming, if it does not establish a citizens' assembly, Sinn Féin in government will.
Speaking on the RTÉ This Week programme on Sunday, MacDonald said she believed that a border poll would be held in this decade and the current government parties need to stop burying their heads in the sand about the issue of a united Ireland.
What will give us stability is good order, good planning, and the respect shown to everybody, including our unionist colleagues, for whom Irish unity is not their first choice. But the respectful, stable thing to do is to create that forum where everybody, including those that are sceptical or cynical or opponents, can also participate.
Nearly 200 nations are represented at the big COP27 climate summit, which got underway in Egypt on Sunday. Delegates have, for the first time at a COP meeting, agreed to discuss whether richer countries that are responsible for climate change should pay compensation to the poorer countries most vulnerable to its effects. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney, Minister for Environment and Climate Eamon Ryan and Minister of State for Overseas Development Aid Colm Brophy will attend on Ireland's behalf. It's a two-week event that the Taoiseach is due to give Ireland's national statement to the conference on Monday afternoon during the World Leaders Summit, where he's expected to talk about the impact of climate change on global stability, food and resources, and how tools like climate finance can help. And as world leaders try to get a grip on global warming, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the next few years as make or break.
COP27 must lay the foundations for much faster, bolder climate action now and in these crucial decades, when the global climate fight will be won or lost.
People in Kyiv are being warned to prepare for the worst this winter if Russia keeps striking the country's energy infrastructure. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko has urged residents to save electricity as much as possible. On Friday, 450,000 people in the capital were without power. The Evening Standard's defence editor, Robert Fox, told Times Radio Vladimir Putin is rethinking his military tactics as weather conditions worsen in Ukraine.
He's been compared to a poker player, to somebody who plays chess. One of my closest contacts and senior analysts on the scene says, actually, you're much better looking at the Oriental game called Go. It's a game of ruthless will and where you can mess around with the tactics and win by any means that you want.
Meanwhile, UK Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey is calling out President Putin for waging an energy war against the whole of the Western world.
The UK will continue to aid their fight for their country, their democracy and their freedom. Ukraine's fight is our fight.
You can now pay for a blue tick on Twitter. Kind of. The subscription scheme for the so-called verification badge was announced soon after billionaire Elon Musk took over, but it's now reported that it won't go live until after the American midterm elections. The firm began widespread staff cuts around the world on Friday with suggestions as many as half of its more than 7,500 employees could be axed. Musk says the company is currently losing more than £3.5 million a day. And speaking to investors, he claimed tweets would be suppressed by an algorithm for those who don't pay the blue tick fee, which would solve hate speech.
The net effect will be over time that the verified users will pretty much always be at the top of comments and search, and you won't really see, you'll have to scroll far to see the unverified users, which will be the bots and trolls and whatnot.
Still to come in the Smart 7 Ireland edition, a perfect start for Aston Villa's new manager, and I'm a Celeb is back right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back.
Unai Emery led Aston Villa to a 3-1 win against Manchester United in his first Premier League game in charge. After consecutive defeats, Liverpool bounced back by beating Tottenham 2-1 away, and Newcastle climbed to third with a 4-1 thrashing of struggling Southampton, while Crystal Palace scored an injury time to triumph 2-1 at West Ham. The London derby saw Chelsea lose 1-0 to Arsenal, which put Mikel Arteta's side back on top of the table. But relatively new Chelsea manager Graham Potter couldn't really complain about the result.
There's two teams on the pitch, and I think Arsenal defend well. They press well. They make it difficult for you to create chances. I think that's what the top teams do, and I think Arsenal at the moment are a top team. So, like I said, I don't like to say that, but that's probably the reality.
Love Actually star Bill Nighy says his latest movie role was impossible to turn down. He plays an elderly man who's told he has a terminal illness and decides he must start living life to the fullest. Sex Education's Amy Lee Wood also stars in Living, a remake of a 1952 Japanese film. Speaking to Sky News about manners and British stereotypes in film, Nighy described the stiff upper lip as fascinating and said although it's a bit bonkers, people of his age have a kind of nostalgia for that formality.
It's fun, you know, to act in that sort of recklessly restrained manner, and I'm interested in it as a thing, you know. I think it probably is regrettable, and psychiatrists would probably say it's a deeply unhealthy way of, you know, looking at life, but there's also something kind of heroic about it, and I think it's funny.
Last night was the moment we've all been waiting for.
We've waited 2 years for this.
Here on I'm a Celebrity,
get me out of here.
After the Matt Absolute Hancock announcement, the other celebs have got their work cut out to make sure they get enough airtime. Thankfully, though, the show wasted no time. Comedian Babatunde Eleshe bottled walking the plank, leaving lioness Jill and loose woman Charlene to stick it to the patriarchy.
All you have to do, when you're ready, is let go of the rope.
Ready? 1, 2, 3! Ah!
Well done!
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.